السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا أختي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Appa with afiyat and good health. And Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Muharram 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Qaf, chapter number 50 and verses 7, 8 and 9. When we study Surah Qaf and the lessons we have done thus far, one will find that the common theme is what? Tafakkur. What do we mean by tafakkur? Wonder, ponder and reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah. If you look downwards, you will see the grass, you will see the land, you will see the sand, you will see the ocean, you will see the water, the lakes. If you look above, you marvel at the clouds, at the sun, at the moon, at the stars. We look around, we see the mountains and we see so many other things. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants, O human being, how did all this come about? Can you say it's a coincidence? Can you say certain government organization created and made all these things? Today we want to purchase a car. So what will we do? We will see who is the manufacturer. What is their track record? You want to buy a laptop? You want to buy a cell phone? So that is what we do regarding our worldly matters and issues. So how come when it comes to our religion, then we just want to follow our forefathers? Bab dada em karta huta, ala hadha qad wajadna aba'ana. Then there we don't a critical thinking. There we don't look at what can be the truth. So remember, when we study and we remove all the prejudice and biasness, then you will find there's no religion that can be the savior of humanity and jinn from now right till the day of justice except Islam. And therefore people are flocking towards Islam and entering into Islam in their big, big droves and big, big groups and so forth. It's a natural home for any person who is sincere and just and wants true peace on this earth. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us in chapter now 50 and verse number 7. Wal arda. In yesterday's lesson, we told you, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ. Why don't they look and wonder, ponder in the celestial creation, the clouds and the cliffs, and the sun, the moon, the stars? So مَا فَوْقَ الرُّؤُوسِ, whatever is above our head, it means سَمَاء. So everything above us, remember. Then wonder, ponder and look at it. كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا. Then how we built it, how we established it, and then we beautified it. The night line, the skyline, and وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ. There is no crack in it, there is no crevice in it, nothing, no pillars there. Show me one building in the world that you can have, and it's million, million kilos and so forth, 1,000 kilometers and no pillar. You won't find anything like that. So that was the celestial creation. Now Allah comes to the terrestrial creation, to the land and the sand. Today's lesson, chapter 50, verse 7. Wal arda madadnaha. So why don't they ponder in the land and the sand that we have created? Mother the Naha, we spread it out. Imagine tomorrow, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, we'll be flying from Johannesburg to Port Elizabeth, and from above the plane you just look down and you wonder and you marvel, Ya Allah, we are above the clouds. And then sometime when there's no clouds, we look down and you just see the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And thereafter, Wa alqina fiha rawasiya, and we have placed there on this land and sand, Rawasiya, the huge, huge mountains. You're going towards Cape Town and you see the Table Mountain. You're going towards Makkah Mukarrama, you see Jabal-e-Noor, the mountain of Noor and radiance and effulgence. You go towards Pakistan and all those areas, you find the Himalayan mountain and so forth, you know, India and all these places. And thereafter you go to other places, you find Kilimanjaro, you found Mount Everest there in Nepal and wherever you. So all this Allah has placed it. When you put up a big, big marquee and a tent, so you place the pegs there so that you don't let that tent and marquee collapse and fly away. And you have pillars as well. So Almighty Allah has made these mountains as the pegs, remember, yeah, on the earth. So that it must not be like a seesaw that 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people assemble on the Maidan, on the plains of Arafat, and then the other side of the world comes up. Nay, these mountains will keep it in place. Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we have the celestial creation, the skies and everything else. We have the terrestrial creation. And now what does Allah show us? Go to the farmers and ask them. Go to Sirius Day in Cape Town and see. Then you will think it's a mini Switzerland. We have to travel on this earth. Go to New Zealand and see. Go to Australia and see. Then you will find that really how you come close to Almighty Allah's mercy. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا. And Allah everywhere using the royal pronoun, we. Why? To stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. You human being, you creation, you, all of you in the universe. Creation put together, you cannot create one single fly. لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Nor today, nor tomorrow. No scientist, no person can do that. Yeh to kudrat ka karishma hai, khaliq. Khaliq means to insert the ruh, the soul, and give it life. Create a fly and make that fly fly, you see. So they can't even create a fly, let alone the ruh and the soul and so forth. So chapter 22, Surah Hajj, and verse number 73. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, but Allah gives the knowledge to whomsoever He wishes. Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Ya Allah, we are sinners. Ya Allah, we are transgressors. Out of your fadl, grace, mercy, majesty, Ya Allah, grant us the knowledge that will draw us closer and nearer to you, and the love for you and for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Sahaba and the Awliyaullah must be entrenched in our inner recesses of our heart. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. And then we have developed and let it grow. فِيهَا, on the land. مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. All types of plants, vegetation. بَهِيجٍ, so magnificent and impressive. And they are in pairs, male and female. Go from here, Johannesburg to Durban, and just see on the sides how many farms there are. How much there is Qudrat ka karishma, and you see that summertime, that is your December, January, how lush and plush it looks, how impressive it looks. When Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Nawarallahu Marqadahu came to South Africa, he said, Ye aapka Junubi Africa to Jannat e Dunya mein. Said, I haven't seen such beauty in the world, you know, as I'm seeing here in South Africa. When I took my own teacher in 1986 from here, from Lanesha right to Durban and Shepstone, Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahib, he said, Ye to kudrat ka karishma hai aapke South Africa, Junubi Africa. So they have amazement when they've traveled so many countries. But natural beauty they see here in South Africa. Tabsirato, and it is an eye-opener, O human being, O Muslim, O non-Muslim, O male or female, O adult and child, wa zikra, and a reminder. Who is doing all this? Who gives you all your fruit and vegetation every season? Who gives you all the sustenance and so forth? Trump can trumpet away. He's not in charge, the harami. He's humiliated and disgraced, as you will see just now in the news, views and interviews. Tabasiratu wa dhikra li kulli abdin munib. So it is an eye-opener, a reminder. But for who? لِكُلِّ عَبَدٍ مُنِيبٍ, for every slave and servant who's munib, who's making inaba, turning more and more to Almighty Allah. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. That's a beautiful name for your son and daughter, munib. Munib, the one who turns more and more to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, I'm turning to you, envelope me in your mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Include us in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, whilst you alone, exclusively, are the most merciful one to show mercy. For your beloved daughter, Sahib Zadi, Beti, Ladli, Muniba, the one who's turning to Allah, repenting, Ya Allah, Metu Gunegarhu, I'm a sinner, transgressor. Ya Allah, forgive me for my sins and my vices. When we beg Allah, Allah loves it so much. Atta ibu mina zambi kamalla zambala, open Mishkat Sharif. When we may repent sincerely, it is expunged and removed from our book of deeds, as though as we never ever perpetrated, committed that crime. See the glory, beauty. You must understand the beauty, the rudiments and basics and balagha and the rhetoric of the Arabic language. وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا. And وَنَزَّلْنَا, and we send down gradually. نَزَّلْنَا. If Allah have to send the rain one time, we all will be dead. We will drown in the tsunami. So وَنَزَّلْنَا, and we reveal. Quran says, Chapter 9, verse number 15. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Indeed, we revealed this noble Quran. And how did we reveal it? So you must remember that we revealed it. And how? So that it will be nazzalna tanzeel, the region. And that is, we revealed it gradually, piecemeal. So, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we are the ones who protect it and we preserve it, no addition, no omission. Chapter number 15, Surah Hijr, and verse number 9. So chapter 15, verse 9. So you see, نَزَّلْنَا. So we send down the water, you see. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا. From the sky. The sky don't mean that. It means ma fawqa ru'us, the clouds. Quran is speaking of that. Antum anzaltumuhu min al muzni am nahnu al munzilun. You know these Saudis and that. They can't spell Arabic, you know. From Arabic to English translation, or they make a big mess. So I had my nephew with me. So I told him, go buy some water, you understand? We were traveling. So then he told me which one. I said, anyone, the boy, the water, you know, bottled water. So he said, I brought Mosen. I said, what Mosen? Don't be such a fool, man. You understood? But the Arabs, they spell it like that. Mosen. So Muzni, they make Mosen like that, you see. Antum anzaltumuhu min al Muzni am nahnu al munzilun. So, yeah, Allah is asking a question. Did you send down the water from the clouds? Or did we send it down? Rhetorical question. And the water that comes on ma'am mubarakah, there's so much barakah. We don't have to go to the refinery. We don't have to go anywhere. We can use it for drinking. We can use it for ablution, wudu. We can use it for ghusl, for our bathing and bathing. So everything we can use it for. So baraka in that water. And then as a result, fa et taqib, the result and consequence of it. Fa ambatna bihi, hence we let it produce from that water. Jannat, your gardens. Look at the kaleidoscope of the colors in your garden, in your orchard. Yellow, pink, green, blue, red. rain and what and what. Who's doing all this? The rain comes down one, but the results are so different. Diversity in unity, unity in diversity. Jannati wa habbal hasid. And the grains of harvest, remember. So now you're going to plant the grain, and then after a few months, it's time for crops and harvest and so forth. Who brings about all the cycle and so forth? I'm waiting still for the mango season from Komatipur. You must go and see there. What beautiful mangoes they have and so forth, do you see? So who does all that? Ye to kudrat ka karishma hai, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 13 Muharram 1447, day number 641 now, day in Gaza Mubarakah. And the Jutlas don't know which way to turn. Our Hamas, our Jihad Islami yesterday took out 7 soldiers. Ben Gwee, the Harami, the Minister of Security, saying they're killing our soldiers. They're killing our soldiers. You Harami, if they put a bullet through you, we will be very happy as well. Every Jutla there and Jutli and Jew and Zionist is a legitimate target. You must remember that. You will be punished till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of justice, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran. That's what Allah said, not what you say and tell people that this is in the Torah and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala, he spoke about this, that you will be punished ila yawmil qiyamati may yasumuhum su al azab. Chapter 7, verse 167. The United Nations, just look at how hopeless this organization are. United Nations is pleading, please, please let the fuel enter Gaza. There is no fuel in Gaza. So they should be sanctioned, they should be kicked out and expelled. Look at the hypocrisy and the double standards involved. That and the whole world wants ceasefire, but America will veto. 5 times they did that already under Biden and under Trump, all war criminals. But if America wants to attack anybody, Israel wants to attack anybody, the world must keep quiet. Where the hell in the world you see that? So therefore we say the system of yours stinks from Washington to Tel Aviv, you haramis. Trump and Bibi, both haramis, they met yesterday a second time, remember that. Trump has given a guarantee sort of, but Trump is a harami, he can change any time. So he told Hamas that after 60 days, he will ensure that there will not be resumption of war and so forth and so on. But can the Hamas really accept that from Trump? It's just a verbal thing, you know. Trump weather agency cuts. You see, Texas is now 161 people dead and the number will increase. And now there are big questions. Trump, you the one who cut off, you must remember, aid for the weather agencies. So why did they couldn't inform the people before time? They say Haziko Maali, no money. Why? Say Trump cut it off. So everything goes back to Trump. So that proves he's a big donkey. You must remember these type of things here. So he wants to impose 30% taxes on South Africa. And so if South African ANC got any brains, then they should tell him, go to hell. We will sell all our produce, everything to other countries, to China and to Russia and to Africa and to Asia. You don't come and impose upon us. You did that under apartheid with Ronald Reagan. Constructive engagement. That word still ring in my ears of the third-class actor Ronald Reagan dispatched to hell. So Elon Musk was right. You see the Epstein files. He said, why is it classified? Because Trump's name is there. It's a very big story. That how come suddenly there's no list of the clients and all of them? Because Trump's name is there, Clinton's name is there, Prince Andrew's name is there. Many haramis, they were busy with the little girls, you see, 14, 15, 16, busy with the Lolita. You must read the story, you see that? So you must remember what they were doing. And these guys were all Mossad agents, blackmailing them. Oh, you step with this young tot, you see that? So we will expose you when the time comes and so forth and so on. So Iran hit first time the Israelis are admitting. Iran really targeted the IDF sites and so forth. Go read the Haaretz newspaper and they're admitting to that. Now you must remember Netanyahu, the war criminal, So he knows how to play the ego of, you understand, Trump. He says, I also nominate that he, Trump, should be getting the Nobel Peace Prize. Just like that, you know, Munir, Hafiz Munir, of the Pakistani army chief. So they gave them million. He said, I say that now you must remember that, you know, that you must get the Nobel Peace Prize. And the next day, then Trump and them attacked Iran. So this is how money speaks. You know, they say, Al-Fulus tatakallam bi kulli lughat. Money talks all languages. Remember this time. See yesterday. How yesterday, day for yesterday. How Trump was, you must remember, humiliated. In this America of mine, make America great again. We don't want no felons and criminals. We don't want no migrants here and so forth and so on. So the one journalist had the courage and he asked Trump, will you self-deport? You are the son of a migrant. You are a felon on 34 crimes. So you committed felony. So will you get out of America? Then you see Trump exploding and his wife is a migrant and his in-laws are migrants. So you see everywhere these whiteys, you must remember 90-80% have apartheid in them. They are racist and they hypocrites. And remember this Gaza has made everything so apparent. And who are the true Muslim countries? And who are the Kafirin and Khabisin and Ghaddarin and Murtadin? Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Bahrain, your Morocco, your Egypt, your Jordan, and all these haramis. I speak of the governments, not the people. Bunch of Murtads and Haramis and Najdis and so forth. Remember, we have to name them, shame them, and nail them. See Greece. Non-Muslims have more common sense in these type of issues. There in Greece, in Athens, the workers there, the dock workers, they said, we will not load up the steel there to go to Israel. They are using this to kill the babies and children and men and women there in Gaza, in Palestine. So non-Muslims got, but the Saudis and the Arab countries will go and give more and more money. So what you call it, donkey brains. So Houthis attack another ship and they destroyed it. They might be Shia. I don't say all of them are Shia. Some of them are Shias and Shia the Kufar. But the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajul al-fajir. Verily Allah jalla wa la will assist this deen of Islam sometimes through non-Muslims also. The Taliban, the leader is Hibatullah. So you must remember that. Two of them have been charged, you must remember that, and they say that now you are guilty. The ICC has charged them. You are not treating your women well. You're not liberating them and so forth. So I want to ask you that did Trump treat the women well? So you must remember deporting them, making them prostitutes, making them abortionists, you understand? That they must go and abort their babies and so forth. You Western countries, you treat the women the worst. You must remember that. What rights do they have when you make them prostitutes? When you see your women running around here and there? So go to hell. You must remember you ICC. Remember that. That's what the Taliban said. And they said, you don't come and tell us what to do. This is our country. Four presidents of America came and they gone to hell, some of them already. So remember that they lost and we won. And we will run our country according to Islamic law. You don't come interfere in our matters. Well said, Taliban. Hibatullah is the Amir there. India, remember it. India is the harami in BRICS. Understand that. So now they had a resolution to be passed, right? So now all the parties supposed to agree and so forth, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, all of them. So now that India abstained. They didn't. Why? Because Israel is singled out for its genocide and crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing. So India abstained. So they need to kick India out, and Indonesia is part of them now, so the I will still remain. and say, India, you must remember, therefore, that Xi Jinping, he knows how to play politics, you see. So he didn't come. He don't want to see Modi's face because he's 100% with Pakistan and so forth. So that you need to understand the underlying factors. But the Muslim today, idiots in the world. There's no country that can understand today modern-day politics. Why? Because the Muslims are speaking about, because we have become, you must remember, puppets of the West and slaves of the West. You must remember that. One, two countries you exclude, but generally hopeless, our Muslim countries and Arab countries. Texas floods, I told you, 161 dead and more expected. Now they're using dogs to look for more and more bodies and so forth. Trump is swearing now. He's used expletives, you must remember, against Putin. He's no more saying Putin is my friend and so forth and so on. So that is, you must remember, Trump. He blows hot, he blows cold. He doesn't know, remember what to say, because Putin and Russia, from Russia with love, you know, if you know anything. So then Russia is giving Ukraine and America a good thrashing. Therefore, I like Putin. So you must remember that. So he's swearing him and so forth. Marco Rubio, he's not a harami, 100% pro-Israel. So now the guys, they use AI. You must be very careful with this, you know. Even me, with these phones and all that, suddenly you find a message coming up on your phone. Somebody is speaking. Who the hell is speaking? We don't know. I see it's written there from Gemini and all that. I don't understand these things, you know. I never spoke, but the phone is speaking to me. So how the hell that happens? So now the imposters, you must remember, that they use AI, this artificial intelligence, all the children does. So, and then they start contacting foreign countries and they say, I am Marco Rubio, you see that. So anyway, it's good they disgrace them. Imran Khan is in jail and prison for more than 700 days. Today will be 703 days. So this is the Pakistani justice system. Politicians corrupt and army corrupt. They could have released our sister, remember Dr. Afia Siddiqui, long time ago. But because they fear she will spill the beans, so therefore they leave her there. So you need to understand the American stain and shame on them. Still Gitmo is open with our brothers. Yesterday I told you about some of the Dutch imams, Netherlands and that. They went to bootleg Herzog, you see that? So now the Muslims suspended them and told them, you haramis, you want to go praise Herzog and Israel, you get out, we will not read Salat behind you. That is what you must do. When these people go to church, these people go and talk nonsense, you must remember that. If you must one Jummah, what's the big deal? So how can you ever read Salat behind such people? You must remember that. Okay, come to South Africa. Mackenzie, Minister of Sports and Culture, he says, no, I don't make empty promises. Is that so? Where's the millions that are missing already in the 1 year? You must remember a lot of questions. So they must remember that, you see, yeah, we got a chief judge or whatever you want to call him. So his name is Banengi or whatever his name. So he was sending porn messages and explicit sexual messages to his secretary. So he, Banengi, sending to Mango. The names also, Mango is not M-A, it's M-E. So to his secretary and so forth. Now the whole trial, the whole world can hear. Yeah, in sentence. Why don't you just resign? He said, no, I apologize to South Africa. Have some shame and resign and get out. But you see, the perks are too much. You must remember that. The wages, when we were in school in the 60s, they said you have to be sober like a judge. Are you really sober, today's judges? I wonder. I don't think so. So more cold weather expected, remember, in this part of the world. And Durban is very nice, you must remember. But this idea is brrr. You see Malema firing on all cylinders. He say, ANC, you got no credibility. Fikile says, now we're no more going to cover up for the ANC, and so forth and so on. We heard that story long time ago, Fikile. Remember, you will be remembered, African National Congress, nay, that we will say no. African National Corruption, African National Criminals, African National Cronyism, that is what you will be remembered. It's a shame, you know, people gave their lives. How many Muslims gave their lives? That's what I could never understand. For Deen, they didn't do much. But for this kufr and shirk, they went to give their lives. Therefore, me, I say it loudly, 100,000 times. I say, I never ever voted. Wallahi, I have Quran in front of me for ANC, and I'll never vote for them or DA or EFF and this type of things here. How can you vote? It beats me. You must remember that. But you know better. Everyone will be answerable for their own actions and speech. Come on, Salim, we have 13 minutes, 12 minutes left. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah. And afternoon will be du'as, du'as, du'as. So make special du'a for Gaza, for Sudan, for Kashmir, and the Burmese Muslims, the Rohingya Muslims. Gee.
Mufti Sahab, what is the fazilat of Ashura for our listeners once again, Mufti Sahab?
Remember this kind of question, Mona, you mustn't ask. Is history finished, you know? But anyway, so now the question, I don't like people must send questions of incidents that are finished. Is history now? So you must remember that. Anyway, Ashura, that if you keep the fast, inni ahtasibu alallah ayyukafira sanat allati qablaha. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, one previous year's sins are forgiven. Ji.
What is the Sharia's ruling of abortion in Islam?
Abortion is totally haram in Islam. You must remember whether it's in the first 4 months or after 4 months. After 4 months, in all cases, it's haram. Because ensoulment takes place, the ruh is inserted into the fetus, into the janin in Arabic. You see, ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum, Quran says. So remember that. So one is the law. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius that he was and is and will always be, we will remember him and his legacy. He said, "Ma min amin illa wa qad khussa anhu al-ba'z." So we must remember the general law is this, that it is the haram absolutely. And yes, you might have one, two isolated incidents. So now there, that will be the exception to the rule, not the rule. Allah forbid, a Muslim lady. Remember, we are addressing Muslims here now. So remember that she was walking, going somewhere. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. Somebody went, kidnapped her, hijacked her, and went and raped her. And Allah forbid, now she fell pregnant. So in a case like that, she goes for abortion after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. So we will say it's permissible. But remember that after 4 months, not permissible in any circumstances. So we say that abortion is haram in all cases, except in 1, 2, 3 cases. Remember that. So that will be the exception to the rule.
Mufti Sahab, can we transport empty beer bottles? We have a transport company.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, that could not cooperate in sin and transgression. Open Ibn Majah, you will find the beautiful hadith of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how alcohol is condemned. Remember that. The Ba'i, the Mushtari, the Hamil, the Mahmul Ilay. 10 different categories of people are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala regarding khamar, alcohol, and so forth. So we don't have to look for hilas, and this one said so, this one. This is clear-cut Quran. This is explicit mention in the Sunnah, so in Ibn Majah, and so forth. So to go buy it, to sell it, to squeeze it, to transport it, to whom it is transported, all haram. So our fatwa verdict will be it's haram. And remember, your income will be tainted, polluted. Always remember this. There are two industries that are from A to Z, absolutely haram. One is interest, your capitalism and so forth. Call it interest, call it usury, call it whatever you want to. Yusammunaha bighayri ismiha. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding alcohol, and that people will give it a different name. See now in Saudi and the Arab countries and that, how they're legalizing it through the back door. So one is interest in all forms and shape and sizes, haram. And second one is the alcohol industry. Because open Muslim Sharif, Al-Khamru ma yukhamirul aqla. What makes a distinction of a human being between him and an animal? So one is the animal and one is the human being. Allah blessed us with the aql, the faculty of intelligence and intellect. Afala ta'aqilun. Can't you use your brains and so forth? Quran says regarding the jutlas and the haramis, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Generally, there's jutlas and Jews, they don't have brains, Quran says. So, chapter 59, verse 14, how can they have brains when they are murdering prophets and messengers in the past? Now they are murdering the babies and innocent people. So these are haramis, remember. So khamar, it comes and it goes, it clouds your mind. It destroys your intellect and intelligence. So therefore, anything to do with alcohol, daru, khamar, all that to intoxicants, all haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, my daughter is currently in iddat. We have no water at home. Can I take her to another home of her mahram to have a shower and come back?
So why must you take her there? Can't you go bring water from your mahram and bring it here? Can't you go to the convenience store which is open 24 hours and buy the water and bring it there? And where's the common sense? I'm just telling you about Akhal. You know that you're living there with ANC and they don't have water many a times. So in your own home, you must fill up the buckets and fill up the drums and all that for emergency and so forth and so on. So for a flimsy excuses to break her iddat and so forth, is haram, not permissible. You bring water, occupy the water and so forth and so on. So that is what you must do in that situation.
Mufti Sahab, what is the shaitan's name that confuses me in Salah?
He not confuses you only, he blows your fuses. So remember, I like that kind of questions, you see that. So the hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, remember that, that you're reading Salat. Now you're thinking not about your wife, you're thinking about somebody else's wife. You're thinking about the movie you saw, Allah forbid. You're thinking of haram things. Now you don't know which surah you read. You don't know which rakat you are in. Ay la yadri kam swalla. And he doesn't know which rakat is in. So his name is Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. Khinzab. Kha, Noon, Za, Ba. Old way of learning. Khe, Noon, Ze, Be. Khinzab. So say with me now. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khinzab. Oh beloved Allah, I seek protection from khinzab. Remember that. He's the one who blows our fuses and confuses us. Sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Regarding wudu, people waste water. They wash their feet 5 times, 10 times. They wash their elbows 4, 5, 6 times. Just wasting water. So the shaitan's name there, the hadith in Tirmidhi, inna lil wudu is shaitan and yuqalu lahu al walahan. Not Wuhan. Wuhan is in China. Walahan. W-A-L-A-H-A-N. So say, Ya Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-walahan. Inshallah, then you won't have problem, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I would like to know, what's the ruling regarding soaking of the Bibi Maryam flower during labor?
Whenever I used to take groups, you know, Umrah time, Hajj time, so I take the group there to Medina Munawwara, Masjid-e-Quba, Masjid-e-Qiblatain, all there, Jabal-e-Uhud. Now is Uhud, not Uhad. Learn the words properly. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Jabal-u-Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jabal Uhud, that mountain there, you nuhibbuhu, we love it, and yuhibbuna, it loves us. The battle of Uhud took place on the 3rd year of the Hijrah, the 7th of Shawwal. You should know all this, O listeners of Ansar Radio and of Barkat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. Now you find wives will take in the group, people, men and women are selling things there. So you'll find this Arab ladies. You see, in Arabic, there is no P. The letter P is not there. So they can't say Pakistan, they say Pakistan. They can't say Pepsi, they say Pepsi. So they say Maryam Bool, Maryam Bool, Maryam Bool. They want to say Maryam Pool, Maryam Pool. But they say Maryam Bool, Maryam Bool. So I tell people, all this is all fairy tales. There's nothing like that. Sayyidah Maryam never used it, nothing like this. Everything of hers was miraculous. Allah tahzani qad ja'ala rabbuki tahtaki sariya wa huzzi ilayki bijiz'in nakhla. Tusaqit alayki rutaban janiya. She's alone. She's going to give birth miraculously to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. Oh, you non-Muslims and Muslims, Jesus was a Palestinian. Palestinian! His mother was a Palestinian, Mary, the Virgin, Maryam al-Azra. So always tell that to the world. Remember that. So that is what you should be teaching to them. So now these people, they tell you, buy this flower, and then you, the ladies, you must eat it, you must keep it next to you, then your labor pains and all that will go away, or it will be decreased. We reject all this, you must remember. There's nothing like that mentioned in the Quran Sharif or in the Sunnah Mubarakah, and it is all just money-making again, as I told you, you must remember. So the verses I read, Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verses 24-25, so I have to tell our ladies, don't buy these things here. This is all fabrication and concocted, you know. So people brought it from some Arab countries, India and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, if a woman gets divorced and has two kids, the husband does not support them at all. If she wants to remarry, does the new husband have to take responsibility of her two kids also?
Remember that you were married, then your husband divorced you, and you have minor children, that's what it looks like. So now he, that ex-husband of yours, the father, biological father, according to you, is not supporting the children and so forth. You should take it to court. Remember that, you go there to court, leave the jamiats and molanas and muftis, people like me, and oh, what we can do, we can't do anything. We only advisory capacity. You must take him to court. He must pay for his children. He don't have to pay for you, but for the children, he must pay. They are minor children. And thereafter, now you get remarried to your second husband. So second husband got nothing to do with your children from your previous husband. He must support you. He don't have to support their two children, even if they are minors from your previous marriage. If he does so, it is Allah sabilil ihsan wa tabarru. He's just doing you a favor. But you can't impose upon him. He must pay for the school, he must pay for madrasa, he must pay for the food. There's nothing like that. Your ex-husband must pay, the father of those children, and not this new one. Yes, he, out of the goodness of his heart, he wants to do that. So that is, inshallah, Allah will reward him for that. Make dua for us and the ummah this afternoon, Wednesday, inshallah, duas accepted. Jazakallah khairan wa salim kareem. Barakallah fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.